With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting any plans for Palestinian statehood in a post-war Gaza.
A statement from the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed that his position on Gaza hasn't changed. The announcement comes following a conversation between Netanyahu and President Biden, in which the Israeli Prime Minister reiterated that Israel must retain security control over the territory after Hamas is destroyed. Netanyahu's office says this is a requirement that contradicts the demand for Palestinian sovereignty. The statement is an apparent rebuff of President Biden's suggestion that creative solutions could bridge wide gaps between the leaders' views on Palestinian statehood. I'm Karen Shamas.
Iran says it's launched a satellite into its highest orbit yet, the latest for a program the West fears improves Tehran's ballistic missiles. The announcement on state television Saturday said the launch was part of the space program of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. Also at SRNNews.com, a New Jersey man convicted in post-9/11 terrorism sting was ordered freed from prison.
U.S. District Judge Colleen McMahon on Friday granted James Cromedy compassionate release from prison, citing an FBI-invented conspiracy to trap him and three others known as the Newburgh Four into a plot to blow up New York synagogues. 3 months ago, she ordered the release of his three co-defendants. The judge wrote of Cromedy, who has served 15 of a 25-year minimum sentence, "The notion that he was selected as a leader is inconceivable, given his well-documented buffoonery and ineptitude." Cromedy was brought into the phony plot by the federal informant Shahid Hussein, who the judge called the villain sent by the government to troll among the poorest and weakest. Julie Walker, New York.
This is SRN News. A grim report from a pro-life organization.
The U.S. exports about $2 trillion worth of products to the rest of the world, but Human Life International says the number one item is abortion. HLI calculates that this country is responsible for a large percentage of global abortions through directed international aid packages and public grants. Spokesman Dr. Brian Clough says with 73 million global abortions last year alone, quote, "the United States has the blood of many on its hands." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Churches in Japan are responding to the New Year's Day earthquake that killed scores of people and drove thousands out of their homes. Believers make up only 1% of the population, but International Christian Concern reports a network of churches has been established to help survivors of the quake in the Sendai and Fukushima areas. The missionary organization's A3 is also on the ground in Japan, providing both physical and spiritual support. SRN News. Regents at Western New Mexico University are throwing their support behind the school president as he faces scrutiny over spending habits.
At issue for Joseph Shepherd, money spent on overseas trips and his wife's use of a university credit card. Regents gathering Friday as faculty members and students packed the audience, showing their support for Shepherd. He told them he welcomes a financial review by the state auditor and has been working on his own review of existing policies and procedures. He claims spending on foreign trips has helped put Western New Mexico on the map and attract more students to the school. Jason Walker reporting.
A 44-year-old man pleaded not guilty in the death last year of the mother of a Connecticut TV news anchor. Police say the man rented a room in the victim's home and stopped paying rent in late 22, but remained in the house until allegedly attacking her in February of 2023.